Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
We are. And we're back now with hour number two. And we had Garen on the line. Are you still there, Garen?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Good. Now, you also sent me an email today about how supposedly the U.S. flag has been banned in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
It's the new America, Rick.
Tell us.
You can't fly the U.S. flag in America any longer. Don't you understand this is the North American Union?
Can we fly the hammer and sickle?
Oh, that's right. The corporate media says there's no North American Union. That's another thing. Would corporations and the banks, which are the biggest of all corporations, ever have anything but the best interests of the people in mind?
I would think so.
I can't believe that they wouldn't. But but anyway, the U.S. flag has been banned in Las Vegas. It's been reported in the mainstream news article there. That was in the link that mm-hmm. I sent you. And, well, that's the new America, the U.S. flag. We're not the United States of America anymore. We're the North American community.
Mm-hmm.
So people have got to understand these things. You're flying the U.S. flag, you're flying the wrong flag.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to fly the flag, which I'm sure they'll come up with something, but maybe you can fly the U.N. flag. They'll probably like that, but it's inappropriate to fly the U.S. flag anymore because that's not what we are any longer.
That's, well, as of 2010, goodbye, America.
Well, it's largely gone in all but in name.
And then the name will go, too, yeah.
And then the name will go, too. And then...
But you see, this is all fiction because I didn't hear Brian Williams say anything about this, so it can't be true. I didn't hear Katie Couric say anything about this, so it can't be true. You've got to be making this up.
I am, Rick, because I've told you the corporate media does not lie.
No, absolutely not. They have a perfect record.
The corporations only have the best interests of the people in mind. They're never thinking about profits and money, and they would never lie to you.
That's right.
So why
do you come up with these stories? Why do you come up with these lies to indict poor Bush and the rest of these nice politicians?
I don't know. I have nothing else better to do, I guess.
I guess not.
I have a good imagination, and I like dreaming these things up.
Well, we need to raise your taxes so you'll go out and get another job, be working full-time for the New World Order.
Yes.
We need to tax you right off your property. That'll teach you.
I enjoy working for the New World Order.
Good.
And for the politicians who are selling me out. I just love giving them my money. I do. I love them. They love me, and I love them. Everything's okay. They're okay, I'm not okay, or whatever that slogan goes.
Boy, you sound like a good American. You are a good American, I can tell.
You follow
orders, and you follow the leader.
That's what you need to do. That's what I do, and that's what makes me a good American.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. I appreciate that.
All right.
I'm going to join you.
Join America.
Thank you, Garen. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, bye.
All right. Well, Barack Obama tops the charts at YouTube, but guess who's second? Ron Paul. Ron Paul is second as of May 19th. That's right. YouTube channel now has more subscribers than any other presidential candidate, Republican and Democrat, except for Barack Obama. And the numbers are in, ladies and gentlemen. Obama, 5,639. Ron Paul, 4,136. Followed by Clinton, Edwards, Romney, Kucinich, Giuliani, McCain, Gravel, Richardson, Biden, Hunter, Dodd, Huckaboo, or Bugaboo, whatever, Tancredo, Brownback, and Gilmore. How do you like that? The voice of the people, YouTube now, huh? We'll be right back with more conversation right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we are back once again, continuing this very, very informative discussion tonight. I wish I had time to branch out into so many issues, but I don't want to take time from you, the caller. I don't want to hog the show, but I'm trying to intersperse a few news items in between. One of them, junk science, as they say, is at it again. The California legislature is pushing junk science. What do we mean by that? Well, AB 1471, Assembly Bill 1471 in the state Mexifornia. Is it Mexifornia? Yeah, okay. Anyway, they're requiring, under this bill, micro-stamping of pistol chambers. Can you believe this? Sponsored by Assemblyman Mike Feuer, F-E-U-E-R, Democrat of West Hollywood, naturally. He would amend the current handgun, quote, Safety Act, by requiring the chambers of all semi-automatic pistols sold in the state to have a unique serial number etched into the pistol's chamber. Upon firing, the number would be imprinted on the cartridge case, thus allowing police to track the case back to the firearm's registered owner. Sounds like a simple, common-sense crime-fighting tool, huh? The only problem is most firearms used by criminals are stolen, and criminals don't bother to register stolen guns. In fact, This dodo bird doesn't understand, but criminals are exempt from firearm registration by U.S. Supreme Court decision Haynes. The Haynes decision, 1968. In addition to that, the technology is easily defeated in a number of ways. The etching can be marred or ground out. Brass picked up at a firing range can be reloaded and used. Steel-cased ammunition wouldn't take the imprint, etc., etc., etc. You see what happens when politicians say they want to do good? I'm telling you, rather than banning firearms or banning weapons or banning cartridges or banning bullets, we should ban politicians. Seriously. The very safety of our nation depends on it. Absolutely. No question about it. Let me go to Joe in Texas now. Hello, Joe. You've been hanging on for a while. Good evening.
Hello, Rick. How you doing, sir?
All right, sir. I'm doing well, sir.
Oh, God bless you.
Hey, amen.
Well, listen, Rick, the reason I'm going to go from your previous caller, I think that flag in Nevada has probably got a maple leaf, maybe one star. I don't know what state it represents. And I think an eagle with a snake in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, going on this amnesty or this illegal alien amnesty thing, what mm-hmm. I think that the listeners need to understand, your listeners, is that, back in 1987, just in Texas alone, there was 57 prison units in the state of Texas, and mm-hmm. now there's well over about, I want to say just roughly, I don't know for sure, Rick, but I think it's over 130, almost 140. That's just in 20 years. Mm-hmm. And majority of these prisons, like in Arizona, the border states, and, I mean, it's even getting up in Georgia and places like that, that the majority of the convicts in these prisons are illegal aliens. And that... You know, if, you know, like they said, what, when they tried to make the bill or this illegal alien bill here 40 years ago or however long, they thought that they were taking care of the problem. But the thing is we're going to be paying the taxes on all those incarcerated that are illegal aliens.
And you so see, Joe, the idea is to wipe out the middle class.
Exactly.
And this is doing it. It is accomplishing the goal.
Well, I mean, the taxes are either going to go to the prisons to take care of the illegal aliens, or the taxes are going to go to the illegal aliens to for them to receive benefits. And then, therefore, if you have a low-income illegal alien paying they're paying taxes on prisoners and things, then... I mean, where's like you said, the middle class is gone, Rick. That's
the idea, man. Hey, know. Remember, in 1953, they said they would do it. The Reese Committee in Congress investigating tax-exempt foundations. And
right.
The head of the foundation, Ford Foundation, I believe, came forward and said that we are working toward a merger between the slave world and the so-called free world, between East and West, North and South, so that someday we can be merged under a one-world system. And he was asked to repeat it before the full Congress, and he wouldn't dare. But he said it. He admitted that we at the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie, all of these foundations that are tax-exempt are working to do just that. Now, how do they do that? They have to destroy the backbone of this country, the middle class.
Exactly.
They have to wipe them out, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and if you just go right across the border, Eagle Pass, you're going to see a lot of American companies that produce, like, PVC pipe, ice plants, plastics, canning, and they're owned by Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it goes back to one of the other callers said is bringing the economy down to where, you know, they can pay us the wages that they're paying in Mexico.
Exactly. And we've got an imbecile congressman up here, Langevin, who says that sending these illegals back, first of all, would be unfair and unjust to send lawbreakers back from whence they came. No, we should reward them for what they've done, according to him. Then he turns around and says that it would be disastrous for our economy to send back these people who are here illegally, who are forcing wages down for most Americans who can't afford to work and pay taxes. And he says this would be disastrous. Can you believe a man actually is allowed to even make such a statement without being called on the carpet?
No.
That's an outrage. I mean, is he that stupid, or is he just... I mean, we know he's not that dumb, but he is very arrogant in lying.
Well, I'm sure he's got some business entities, you know, in certain places, you know.
And absolutely, and most of his contributions in the state come from out-of-state contributions to his campaign. So it proves the point that he's not working for the betterment of his district or his state. He's working for the special interest, and that is James Langevin, congressman from Rhode Island, twin to Patrick Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Two idiots.
And like I say, Rick, you know, I mean, 10 years ago, I mean, a carpenter could make just here in Texas, he could make, you know, 10 years ago, 15 an hour. And just now, right now, I'm telling you, it's down to $7 an hour. And it's going to keep dropping. And then, you know, the taxes are going to go out of a $7 an hour paycheck. And the taxes will be paying for prisons that's going to take care of the. And I guarantee you, Mexico prisons are not nothing like these guys are in the Waldorf Palace. I mean, here in the state, you go to a prison in Mexico and you just got a hole and maybe a bowl if you're lucky, from what I've heard.
Yes.
But anyway, Rick, I appreciate
you calling
the show, man.
I appreciate you calling. Keep up the good work, and bless you for your efforts.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you again. John in Texas is next. Hello, John. Hi, John. You're on the program now.
Mentioning earlier about Ron Paul and him possibly meeting with misfortune or being shot, he'll never be allowed to go all the way to the White House.
No way.
Well, several times they mentioned, you know, he'll be shot, but...
No, I didn't say he'll be shot. Tonight, I didn't say that at all. I just said he will. I agree that he would be eliminated one way or another.
Right.
There are many ways to skin a cat, as you know, and to take someone out of commission.
Absolutely. And I believe it might have been your program about, 8 or 10 months ago, where I believe it was you who mentioned the number of mysterious accidents that happened to numerous colleagues and people associated with the Clinton administration.
Right. Yes.
I think there was, I remember you going down the list, of, you know, and number 39.
Yes, I still have that list, yes.
And it was just incredible to hear the sequence and the timing of these events, along with controversy that had arisen with the Clinton administration, and the misfortune that these people had with mysterious plane accidents and car accidents, and just the list went on and on and on. I just wanted to bring that up, that I still remembered that program, that, you know, there are truly numerous ways that Ron Paul could meet with misfortune.
But like the previous caller said, I mean, come on. I mean, things like that don't happen, right? The real world. It's all conspiracy thinking. Come on.
Right. And number 40 and number 41.
It's just an accident. Keep saying it over and over.
Yeah.
It's a coincidence. It's not a plan.
Yeah, we know about coincidences. Say, I wanted to ask you, and it may be inappropriate, but we need all the help we can get. What became of George Gordon of the Isabella School.
What do you mean, what became? He's still around.
Is he still
around? Sure, I had him on a few months back, yeah. He's still there.
With RBN?
No, well, he's georgegordon.com, I know that. But, I mean, he's still got his website. I don't know if he's still with us or not. I haven't heard.
Which, Paul?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay,
thank you. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, we're here, fellow Eloi, and we're going to go right back to the phones. We have so many of our callers tonight. David in Alabama is next. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, David.
My comment is on that Mexican issue, illegal immigration issue.
Yes.
I had a magazine back in the 70s. It's called, I think it was called Sign of the Times, where it had an article in there by Samuel Beckett Elkin, where it said that why was the Pope coming to visit America?
Mm-hmm.
And when he came, he visited heavily. He said America was a trendsetter. He visited the heavily populated Hispanic communities
mm-hmm.
in San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
California, and Miami, Florida, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then the article said that he was addressing the future of American Catholics because they were not obedient to the Pope as the Hispanic as the Mexican people are.
Mm-hmm.
It said, but within 50 years, they would be the majority of Roman Catholics in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And majority, and I think that's who put Bush in office. He put him in office. And Lorraine Boatner wrote a book back in the 60s about Roman Catholicism. She exposed a lot of stuff in there. She said they, and she documents a lot of stuff, that they are planning to make America Catholic. She did a nice article on that. So we know they are Hispanic. We call them Hispanic Mexican immigration stuff like that, but they are Roman Catholics sent here with that goal in mind to fulfill it. And less than 50 years, I think that article came out in 79, so this less than 50 years, and we see the influx of that coming to pass.
Well, yeah, that may be so, and I'm not disputing that, but on the other hand, there is a truism to the fact that many of those coming from Central America, particularly, are not Catholic. Actually, they're becoming evangelical Christians, so to speak.
That's true.
So, I mean, there's a mix there, you know. It's not just all Catholic. And you've got, you know, Honduras, Guatemala, and these countries, people like Rios Montt, who is the leader there, evangelicals, people converting to Pentecostalism and so forth. So it's not all Roman Catholicism anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm just bringing that to your attention. I'm not disputing what you say.
Oh, no, I'm not disputing.
Right.
I'm not saying. I'm just going with that article. When
sure.
I read that article.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. And I see it happening.
Yes, yes,
it's
that's true.
It's coming to pass.
It is. To some extent, it is happening. Yes, absolutely.
But
thank you for hanging on, David, to tell me that. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
All right.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze in. Before we go to Joe, we've got Dwayne, I believe. Oh, Don. Don in Ohio. Yes, Don. Hi, you're next.
Good evening.
Yes, Don.
First off, I haven't really heard a whole lot about micro-broadcasting anymore, and I'd like to see, you know, somebody get a sponsor again where they can offer, you know, something decent for, you know, something that get a couple blocks at least, you know, for a good price, and, you know, so we can get out the message a little bit better. You know, we're not hearing it anymore. I mean, it used to be on the radio all the time about micro-broadcasters.
You mean here at RBN mentioning
it? Yeah, I haven't really heard anybody talking about it.
Well, all right, that's a point to follow up on. I agree with you.
Okay, and
I know they're out there, and we have, from what I understand, I mean, there are new stations being opened all the time in different places of the United States, but where they are, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, we need a sponsor that, you know, will sell, you know, something halfway decent, you know, 5 watt or something like that, you know, for a decent price. I mean, so if anybody out there is putting them together, you know, give RBN a call and, you know, please be a sponsor so we can get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing,
number at RBN daytime office is 800-724-2719. And also people can join our pledge drive. People can make contributions if they'd like to hear more of what we offer them, because there's nothing else except the alternative media now, and we see how corrupt the big media are. There's no choice anymore. There is none at all.
Yeah. Secondly, I'd like to end with a favorite quote from Thomas Jefferson. The strongest reason for people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is a last resort. Excuse me. I got a frog in my throat. The strongest reason for people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny and government.
Yes.
Hey, have a good night.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And I'm happy you held on so long. We're up against the break in about 50 seconds, so I'm not going to begin our next caller. But those of you on the line, be patient. In 3 minutes, when we return, I will go right to your phone calls, even though there are a lot of news items that I could be talking about. We may sneak one or two in here, but in the meantime, we will take your calls. 800-313-9443. And we are really having quite a gangbusters night tonight. Tomorrow night, Jerome Corsi, has been invited back. He said he'll be here. As you know, he's done some original research into the North American Union and the treason of the invasion USA. So should be a very good show tomorrow night again, and we'll continue to do more of that programming. All righty. So when we come back, we'll be talking with Joe Church. We will be talking with Leslie. We'll be talking with Dwayne and you. right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Yes, indeed. So they tell us. So they tell us, ladies and gentlemen. We are back now with the program, and let's see if we can go right down the list of callers here. First, we have Dwayne, actually, in Tennessee. Hello, Dwayne. You're on the program.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
First of all, everybody needs to pray for Ron Paul.
Well, that goes without saying. You're right.
Because God can hedge about him and protect him. I don't know, you know, old Fred Thompson, being the criminal he is, they got to looking like he might be going to do something while they come down on him. You know, but the fellow talking about the low-power FMs, if anybody is interested in that, they should contact their local radio stations and find out who their engineer is.
Mm-hmm.
And then contact that engineer and see if he would be interested in helping them. They can figure out pretty quick if he's not. If he's not, just have to let him go. But anyhow, I've been fortunate enough to have an engineer here that helped us get ours going.
Okay, good. And there are some new ones in your area, I believe, Tennessee.
Yeah, I haven't heard them. Of course, I don't get out and about a whole bunch there. But you're talking about the guns, too, earlier.
California, yes.
Yeah, but I think about them people over there in Darfur, you know, that they're making a big to-do about. Only difference is, you know, the other folks has got guns and they ain't. That's the only difference.
Absolutely.
But I'll let somebody get on here that's got more important things to say than me, but I just wanted to...
Well, no, your contributions are more than welcome, Dwayne. Thank you for alerting us to what people can do with shortwave and also, I mean, with the micro stations, actually.
Right. That's just a suggestion there that might work, and appreciate your efforts there. And,
well, thank you.
Have a good night.
We'll pray for Ron Paul, too. Yes, indeed, we will. Thank you. All right, let's continue now. We have Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
How are you, Rick?
Oh, I'm on fire, as you can hear.
Well, I enjoyed listening your introduction about your optometrist, but I strongly suggest that your optometrist please get a C&I dog as soon as possible in regards to the political and economic system that we live under in this country.
Yes.
I can't
imagine.
Well,
he thinks I'm a liberal. He thinks I'm a liberal. He said, you must be a liberal. I said, no. I said, you're the liberal. You're the socialist. I said, you back Bush, you're the liberal. You're the socialist. You're the fascist. I said, I'm against all of these New World Order elites. All of them.
I can imagine, Rick, what kind of file he has on you concerning you. I suggest that you not put your health in the hands of this jellyfish.
Well, he's trying to blind me is what he's doing.
I know that, but he is a jellyfish. And the caller before me mentioned the former senator of Tennessee, old Fred Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was in the spotlight today on the Lou Dobbs show. And the controversy was that Fred Thompson made a statement, something to the effect of, to paraphrase it, that most of the people in this country regard politicians as corrupt and they basically don't trust them.
No, they don't.
So Lou Dobbs took a poll today, and he asked the audience to go ahead and weigh in whether you agree or disagree with Fred Thompson on his statement. Guess what? 97% agreed with Fred Thompson. So that was significant.
Yes, indeed.
And in regard to the lineup that we have to choose from, you can't help but notice how...
I like the way you put that, lineup. You know what that conjures up in my mind?
Well, let me...
lineup.
Well, let's face it. McLean, he's the former Keating Five gang member.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, the former Miss Chinagate, former Miss Watergate, former Miss Filegate, former Miss Cattle Futures. Remember, she took $1,000 in several days, made $100,000, and she said, and she told the Wall Street Journal, she just got lucky. Meanwhile, Martha Stewart goes to jail for how many weeks for insider trading?
Mm-hmm.
Was it for $54,000?
Well, it wasn't even for that. It was for allegedly lying to cover up for her broker.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, but look who goes to jail.
She did.
Exactly.
Right.
And you've got, we all know about Fostergate. It just goes on and on. Then you got Kennedy, the other politician. Now, he's heading this amnesty bill. He's the former swimming instructor from Massachusetts. Now, you know, during Goodwill, involuntary manslaughter charges should have been placed against that trunk. And everybody knows it. But see, the laws are made for it excludes the illegals.
Sure.
It excludes aliens. It excludes the
Illegal. An illegal as far as Ted Kennedy is concerned in Massachusetts or anywhere in the United States. Just don't be an illegal on his property.
Yeah, but it's wild. I'll tell you what's even more wild. You mentioned it about the media and these other people. Well, they're members of the Council of Foreign Relations. But we've got Hillary, she's a Bilderberg member, and others, and we've got McLean, and he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, pushing amnesty along with Graham. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. The fact of the matter is, the Logan Act is very specific. It explicitly says it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policy.
Mm-hmm.
They're breaking federal laws in the United States. The point being, Hillary had no problems getting her butt up to Canada, attending the meetings and others. The fact of the matter is, this is against federal laws, and I want charges placed. So when they attend this next Bilderberg meeting coming up in Turkey,
mm-hmm.
I want charges placed because I'm so sick of this double-tier system of the laws that apply to the middle class and the hard-working people in this country and does not apply to the illegals, aliens that are breaking the laws coming to this country, and the elite that are running this country. And in fact, they're not running anything. They're nothing but a bunch of stooges for the international corporations, and people know it. But it is up to us to take America back, and the first thing and the most important thing we need to do, because this amnesty bill is on fast track, it is very, very important, Rick, that we continue starting tomorrow every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And the capital number, which is toll-free,
mm-hmm.
is 877-851-6437.
Yes.
If I could repeat it again.
Of course, of course.
877-851-6437. And your listeners may take this number down, too, because if those lines are, because my understanding is very, very busy, and thank goodness that the people are really revolting on this amnesty bill
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and this hate crime legislation is
yes, both of them at the same time coming
absolutely
up.
Absolutely is exposing these corrupt politicians. There's 202-224-3121, and you tell your senator that you oppose the amnesty bill. We want our laws enforced. That's alien, having our laws enforced. There's nothing holding up anybody from enforcing our laws by having that fence built now. That is just total rhetoric. It's in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, that it is up to the executive branch to protect every state from invasion, foreign mm-hmm. invasion. And that's exactly what we're suffering from.
Amen.
So I can tell you, Rick, it is up to us to take America back. Like I said, 202-224-3121, and the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And yes, America, you are important, and don't let them fool you for one second.
Amen. Not at all, Leslie. Thank you very much for the pep talk.
Thank you, Rick, and keep up the great work.
I shall try. I shall try. And we will. We will. We will not go down in any way, shape, or form. We will not surrender. We will continue the fight. We'll be watchmen on the walls, and that's what it's all about. All right. Joe Church, you ought to know about being a watchman on the wall. You're next on the program, Joe.
Yes, we watch toward the east.
Yes. That's right. Keep your eyes on the rising sun.
That's right.
Amen. And I mean the sun, too, in more ways than one.
That's it.
Only he won't be rising, he'll be descending.
Right.
Amen.
God shed his light on thee.
Right.
And, you know, our people today, our politicians, they fear the Kenite retribution instead of the Father's love.
That's right. They're more afraid of Satan's children here than they are of the wrath of God, huh?
You know, they don't think that he can protect them real good. They just have too much fear for the Kenite. Just can't overcome that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting their fears in the hands of the Father and let him deal with the Kenite, who he can stop up in 2 seconds, they just don't have enough faith to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring forth some light, Rick?
God yes.
shed his light on thee, some
sure.
light.
Sure, sure.
That he shed on this country.
Okay.
Habakkuk chapter 1.
Habakkuk, 15. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it means embraced. And he embraces his people with his love when he brings forth this word that we met and accepted in the first world age.
Mm-hmm.
For the deepest student. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? 14. And maketh men, that's Adamic, Adam, in the Hebrew for the deeper student, maketh the Adamic man as the fishes of the sea. You know, the multitudes have always been wrong, Rick, all through ages. At the creeping things that have no ruler over them, no leader. 15. They take up all of them with the angle. That's a hook, a fish hook.
Yes.
They catch them in their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. See, our people love to be caught in the dragnet of the Kenites. And this is the reason why. Verse 16. Therefore, they sacrifice unto their net. They actually sacrifice to the thing that's holding them captive. And burn incense unto their drag. It's their fish net that they're caught in. Because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. You see? Kenites give them all that they want when they're in their fish net. 17. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations? You see, they worship the correction rod that the Father uses and not the Creator.
Yes. So
all it boils down to. You know, the one world system gives its ointment, its healing ointment out every day over the news media. That ointment goes out and anoints all those out there that want to follow it, be caught in that that drag.
You
know, it's interesting, the standard of living in the U.S. is going down, but the stock market's going through the roof. You know, I see my daughter's taxes this year, and I was talking to her about the exemptions, the amount of exemptions she's able to claim. She has two children, and she claims two, but that's all you can claim now. See, years ago, you could claim five, six, whatever amount of children you had. Now they've cut it down to only two. So if you've got 10 children, you can only claim two, which is interesting. And, you know, places like Planned Parenthood, they wanted two babies per family for years. And now we're starting to see the reason why, so that people from many other nations of the world could be absorbed in. And,
absolutely.
You know,
there's a plan. You can see what's happening.
There
the
is
changing
a plan
of America.
Yes.
Yes.
This is all starting to make sense.
It is.
These programs that have been in effect, if you can zero in and see the long-term effects. See, they've planned this not only from 20 years ago, not only 80 years ago, but they've been planning this from when Cain killed Abel.
I agree.
This has been going on from that day. That seed line of Cain wants to overcome that seed line of Adam. That Adamic seed line that Christ would come through.
Yep.
And the battle is still raging today.
Oh, you're right. And that war is going on now more intensely than ever.
Yes. And the war is eventually going to turn from a political war to what I just read in the scriptures.
Yep. A religious war.
It's going to turn to a religious warfare. And the warfare is going to be with fire. They're going to be both using flamethrowers at each other. And it's known as the Word of God.
That's the fire that really burns, though, Joe. And it's going
it's
to scorch.
Fire.
You ever hear of the scorched earth policy?
Yes.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's it. That's
when the fire of the Almighty comes down upon them, they're not going to be able to hide under a rock, believe me. No rock, no boulder, no ice cooler is going to save them.
Yes. Let me bring forward a couple of more verses of fire, and that'll be it for them. Verse 36 of Matthew 13. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And the disciples came unto him, saying, make clear unto us the parable of the tares of the field. You know, that was the wheat and the tares.
Yep, yep.
Kenites and the sons of Adam.
Right.
And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. Now, Jesus, this is the only parable that Jesus explained, and he did it in private, not to the multitude.
Right, right, exactly.
So, Rick, let's not let anybody know about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is between me and you.
Yes.
The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world age, and the reapers are the angels. Now, Jesus said in another place, this has got to do with the parable of the kingdom of heaven. He said in another place, he says, if you don't understand this parable of the wheat and the tares, he says, you are not going to understand any other parable of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They're all parables.
Mm-hmm.
Rick,
and remember, Jesus spoke in parables to hide his message to the wise, not to reveal it to the so-called worldly wise, but to hide it from them. The great learned ones, the scribes and the Pharisees. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, we'll be right back with more. And I've got something I want to read to you you probably missed that happened this past Sunday. Rick Adams will continue.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen, and excuse me, my goodness. I just wanted to inform you that this past Sunday was a day in Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which, of course, is the home of the New England Patriots. There was a New England Supports Israel Day, May 20th. Now, the people who I know are in this group, the Middle East Committee, apparently some of them drove up to Massachusetts, the home of the New England Patriots in Gillette Stadium, where New England Celebrates Israel Day was taking place on the premises indoors of the very huge Dana-Farber Fieldhouse. And they mention that they were carrying some banners themselves, because all of the details had been covered in the press, security, contingency plans, backup, and apparently this group had a location to meet before the event to go over details and got the stick-ons. Two women carried large banners in under their skirts. Well, apparently some were arrested. The car that this person was in got busted. Someone they knew who were on at least were there to, quote, celebrate Israel, as it were. But some did not appreciate that, and as they were in a long line of cars waiting to get in, one of the security guys, along with some of the state police, pulled them out of the line to the side and started questioning them. They took their IDs. After about 15 minutes of them sitting in the car with a number of police around them, and they gave them printed sheets with their names on it saying they were not welcome, and if they come back to Gillette Stadium, they will be arrested for trespassing. Can you imagine? This is democracy. Allah Israel. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen, huh? So once again, we see how the fifth column within America, the Israeli column, is responsible for this type of propaganda forum, and anyone who gets in the way and dares to stand up for the Palestinians will be dealt with severely. We have another call here. John in California. Hello. Not much time, but hi, John. Yes, John.
Yes. You know, there's a new up-and-coming hot thing on the stock market now.
Oh?
A new precious metal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, if people invest in this heavily, I think they'll, you know, be well rewarded. First of all, you know, we must put on the spiritual armor of Ephesians, you know. Put on your helmet of salvation.
All right.
The
yes.
breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
And the sword of the word of the Lord, you know. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of the peace, you know. Loins girt about the truth. And then invest in lead. That's the new hot commodity. It's a precious metal now.
It is.
Maybe worth more than gold one day, but first the Lord. That's the, you know, and the great thing is
and that, then the sword, yes.
Yeah, you betcha. The you know, if you got any cloaks, well, you know. But one of the best things that before, during, and after the bad news, we always have the good news. Isn't that great?
Amen. That's right, John.
God bless you, all you listeners.
Thank you, John. Good call, as always. Appreciate it.
And a special hello to Joe Church. I always appreciate him and all your callers.
Yes, sir. Thank you again.
Good night.
Well, we don't have time for the other callers, I'm afraid, but hey, we'll do it all over again this week. Tomorrow night, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi on the program. Rick Adams will be talking to him about much relating to the invasion USA and the New World Order, NAFTA, Superhighway, and much more. Join us tomorrow night at 9. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.